Lord doesn't heal you for any other reason except He loves you. And remember this, there's nothing we can do to make Him love us any less. There's nothing we can do to make Him love us any more, because He is love. He doesn't have love. This is a love story. That's the reason it's Holy Bible. It's a book full of blood covenants. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself, fulfilling the law and the commandments. John 13:34. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And all men will know, and men is in italics, all people will know you're my disciple by the way you love one another. So I've said it many times, love is the curtain rod upon which all the blessings of God hang. And that's my routine every night. To Gloria, good night, my love. I sleep on my left side most of the time. And I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. I love my neighbor as myself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Filling all the commandments. I'll go to sleep with love on my lips. And I wake up in the morning. Today's my receiving day. I didn't say that this morning, so I'm saying it now. And I'm supposed to be healed today. Now, I can feel that sciatic nerve pain in my leg right now. Now, this is what I wanted you to hear and what I want you to see. Because I'm speaking by faith. Jesus bore surely He has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted by God as if by leprosy. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, needful to obtain peace and will and fear, was upon Him, and with His stripes that wounded Him, we are healed and made whole. Now here's the way the book works. Matthew 8. Jesus went to Peter's house, saw his wife's mother laid sick of a fever. He touched her hand. The fever left her. When evening was come, they brought many who were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with His word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. That's the way the book works. It had to be released. Now, this goes to where I'm going today. It had to be released ever since the Garden of Eden. God said right then, He put the word on the devil's head and took his legs out from under him. Amen. Said, there's coming one that's going to bruise your head and you'll bruise his heel. And that's the reason there were so many prophets killed, because he didn't know who it was. And then God announced it in the Jordan. This is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him. Audibly. Some of them thought it thundered. That's how spiritual they were. But most heard it. This is the one. And the war was on. So what's the next thing Spirit of God did? John saw the Spirit of God land on him as if a dove. And the Lord put him in the wilderness. 6 weeks without food. You had water, but no food. And the word said hunger came. So starvation came. Well, what did the devil say? If you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. What a dog. But Jesus said, it is written. It is written. Again, it is written. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And it said he left him for a season. Well, yeah. Now, yeehaw. So, we are still, remember the Lord God, for it is He. Remember. 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 I remember this. Say, I remember this always. But it also includes the will of God. He didn't write anything in this book that wasn't His will. Remember, the Lord God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth that He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers as it is this day. Don't turn to these. Do go ahead and turn to James chapter 1 and just stay there for a moment. Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please God without faith. Ephesians 2:8, you can't be saved without it. Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38, and Habakkuk 2:4, you can't live the Christian life without faith. 2 Corinthians 5:6-7, you can't walk the Christian walk without faith. 1 Timothy 6:12, 2 Timothy 4:7, you can't fight the Christian fight without faith. 1 John 5:1-4, you can't overcome the world without faith. Romans 14:23, whatever's not of faith is sin. 2 Corinthians 1:24, you can't stand without faith. Romans 11:20, you can't quench the fiery darts of the enemy without faith. Ephesians 6:16, and you can't be blessed without it. Galatians 3:13-14. That's not the only ones. Because by the way, the Classic Amplified is now a Kenneth Copeland publication. Introduction. Genesis. A Greek word meaning origin or beginning. The translators of the 3rd century before Christ, Greek Old Testament known as the Septuagint, the first word in the Hebrew text, and so forth. In the beginning, Elohim. El, God, Ohim, plural. And it's all in there. In the beginning, Elohim said, light be. Light was. And at the speed of light, in 24 hours, there were 16,094,704,800 miles of universe. That's the God that's planning your life. That is the, and it says, the Spirit moved on the face of the deep. That's the same Spirit residing on the inside of you. And this is the reason it is so vitally important that you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because Jesus said you should. And speak with other tongues. It's a gift. But you can't do it with a closed mouth. Because he's not going to make you do anything. It was very easy for Gloria and me, because we didn't know anything. We were over in East Texas at a meeting there. Bill Reed, William Standish Reed and Kay is his wife's name. So he was teaching in the healing power of the Holy Spirit. And they gave an invitation for people to come receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I turned around. I said, Mother, is that something we ought to have? She said, you ought to have that. I just said, come on, Gloria. Grabbed her by the hand. It is old time Pentecost. All the men, hang on, let go. I didn't know what they wanted me to do. Then the men just gave up on me. So Dr. Reed said, lay your hands on Gloria. And first I said, no. And I touched her, like knocked me down. And a little makeshift platform they had in that hotel. And he just walked over there and said, no more English. I mean, it just flew out of me. I didn't stutter around. I didn't know. I wasn't trying to receive it. Nobody ever told me. So I had to fly that little airplane back to Little Rock. And I'm flying along that elevator home now. I said, oh God, oh God. I don't know what all I know about that. I'm going to say some of those words again. So anointed. They must have said anoint, because I never heard that. So, PJ, I was sitting there in that airplane. It was night. Now, those of you that have never experienced this, may I help you? It was January. Airplanes love cold air because warm air expands, but cold air is condensed. So there's more density to the air, and consequently the wings work better. Everything works better. I was just cruising along there, and I just had my hands up on the yoke like this, and I already had the power set. And to be up at night like that, I heard another man say it, and I've never been able to improve on it. And Tracy's sitting there with a big old grin on his face. You get up there at nighttime, and it looks like a velvet cloth strewn with diamonds. You see the lights of the cities. And 99 times out of 100 on a cold winter night, the air is very smooth. And it was smooth that night. And I had the airplane trimmed up. It's literally flying itself. And I said, I'm going to say some of those words. I must have heard them say anoint, because I said, if anything to this thing, I'm asking you to anoint a guy. Oh, God. I could see the lights of Little Rock. Lord. You have to do something. My words are their ears. Little Rock approached Corona. I said, well, that worked. Got on the ground. In my mind, I can see it. I laid my hands on that airplane talking in tongues. I didn't realize I was blessing it, but that's what I wanted to do. And I laid my hands on the airplane. I laid my hands on the tarmac. I laid my hands on the hangar doors, praying in the spirit, because that's the first time I've ever done that. And Billy Rash knows what I'm talking about. He's no beach baron pilot. And there's nothing like it. But without faith, it is a waste of time. What do you mean, Brother Copeland? You can pray in tongues without any faith. The Apostle Paul said so. You're just a clanging sound and a noisy nothing because you don't have love in your life. There's three: faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we did that. Turn with me, please, to the book of James. Chapter 1. James chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, James, a half-brother of Jesus. Scattered abroad among the Gentiles in dispersion, greetings and rejoice. Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith, are you listening? The proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do thorough work, so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed and no defects, lacking in nothing. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproach or faith fault finding, and it will be given him. Only it must be in faith that he asks, with nothing wavering or nothing hesitating, nothing doubting. For one who wavers, hesitates, and doubts is like the billowing of surge at sea, with blow him hither and tossed by the wind. For truly let not such a person imagine he'll receive anything he asks for from the Lord. Now, in the King James Version, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Shadow of turning. Referring to a sundial. This was the first means of keeping time, is to put something, a good solid something, then later on a stand and watch the shadow of the sun, so you couldn't tell time on a cloudy day. But you watch the shadow move, and when the shadow was up here like this, then it's noon. And as the shadow moved, It was called a sundial. And you can get in and you know, research that and see who was first. So, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. There it is again, the righteousness of God. That's the reason it is so big to know that. I look in my shaving mirror. That man is the righteousness of God.
Yes.
He is the righteousness of God. He is in right standing with God.
Yes.
And there are the qualifications there. You've seen me describe this, that you're on the love walk. You step out of love and the devil's there.
Yep.
Have I saw it?
Yes, sir.
I stepped out of love and lost my appendix.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Of whom much is given, much is required. And I knew better when I was doing it. There really wasn't any use in my doing what I did. But I got angry. Mm. 57 years of preaching that. Well, preached that, and I was headed to the treadmill and fell in the floor with pain. Woo! I have never had an extended hospital stay in my life for any reason. But I did that time. Boy, I'm telling you, he tapped me. I mean, he was waiting on me. Knocked me in the floor. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Changed some things with me drastically. So I said, well, the Lord let that happen to you. Well, sure he let it happen to me. Because I knew better. He could not legally stop it. Of whom much is given, much is required. Now, when I received the Holy Spirit, I didn't know anything. That's 1963. 1967, I became an ORU student. I still didn't know anything. But then, after this many years, and I didn't catch myself, and the devil just, oh man, I mean, he nailed me. Whew. Come on. You look like it did it to you. No, but I use it to teach you. So you cultivate a life of thanksgiving and a life of love. A life of thanksgiving and a life of love.
Life can feel unstable. It can seem like there's no light to guide your way. But faith is the force that turns on the lights and changes your circumstance. In the audio series, Consistency, The Powerhouse of Faith, Kenneth and Gloria explain how you can develop unshakable, unswerving faith that will see you through to triumph in the most trying times. Scripture tells us that God is a solid rock to support you when you stand on or put your faith in Him. Living on the rock of revelation knowledge of who Jesus is and who you are in Him puts you in a position to be free no matter where you are or what's going on. Stand. Keep standing on that solid rock. With faith in God, you get the answer to every question for the rest of your life. The Word of God is light, and you are a child of the light. When you go out into the dark, it's not dark anymore. You shine, and those in darkness see that there is an answer. It is faith in God that keeps you in consistent victory. Faith is the spiritual force that can move mountains and change circumstances in your life. Request your free copy of Consistency, The Powerhouse of Faith, an audio series by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Learn how to live in consistent victory. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. The times we live in can be challenging and unsettling, but through Jesus, we can be sure of the victory. Psalms 112 is a picture of the believer who lives in a state of the blessing in spite of the times. It says, "The righteous will never be shaken. He will not be afraid of evil tidings, and his heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord." Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have taught us to remember the benefits that God has promised us. He forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. He redeems our lives from destruction, and He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and He satisfies our mouths with good things, so our youth is renewed like the eagles. Be sure to get your free teaching by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Consistency, The Powerhouse of Faith. This two-message audio series will help build your faith, so take the time to feed your spirit with the truth of God's Word and develop unshakable, unwavering faith that will help see you through to victory, even in the most trying times. Faith is our victory that overcomes the world. So go to kcm.org and request your free series by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on CD or as a digital download. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.